This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, told lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday that the 40,000 new cases of coronavirus the United States is experiencing daily could turn into 100,000 a day if nothing changes. But he also said he is cautiously optimistic that some useful vaccine could be available in the foreseeable future. Fauci said a vaccine probably won't be available by the time students are due to start school again later this year. The European Union said Tuesday visitors from 14 countries may now visit the EU, but not people from the United States. That's because some of the U.S. states that pushed the hardest and earliest to reopen their economies are now in retreat due to an alarming surge in confirmed coronavirus infections. The EU extended its ban on travelers, not just from the United States, but also from other big countries such as Russia, Brazil, and India, all of which are seeing rapidly rising caseloads. More than 125,000 COVID-19 deaths, about one quarter of all fatalities worldwide, have been reported in the United States. Although many experts believe the U.S. death toll is much higher, many of the first U.S. states to reopen, mostly southern and western states, are experiencing sharp increases in coronavirus cases. In addition to leading the world in COVID-19 fatalities, the United States is also the world leader in infections, with more than 2.6 million of the world's more than 10 million cases. And that's according to statistics from Johns Hopkins University. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Lamar Alexander stressed the importance of reopening schools and called on President Trump and the public at large to wear masks to help prevent further increases in the spread. VOA News.